Kemet Radio.
Pharaohs, the kings of ancient Egypt, their sole purpose to offer Ma'at, divine balance and truth to the gods. The pharaohs established the great empire of Egypt and built many monuments to the gods and their own greatness. Let us meet these great kings who established the two lands and made their great empire endure for millennia. This is Great Pharaohs of Ancient Egypt. Pharaoh Thutmose III, known in his time as Nisutbiti, which is the titulary of the rulers of Upper and Lower Egypt, Menkheperra, meaning enduring as the god of Khepera, Jehutimus, meaning the god Thoth is born, Ankh Uja Seneb, meaning life, prosperity, health, a customary epitaph of the pharaoh. Yes, that is his whole name. One of the greatest warrior pharaohs of the New Kingdom, Thutmose III is known as the Smiter of Asiatics, who restored the great empire established by his grandfather, Thutmose I, after the failures of his predecessors to maintain the empire from the encroaching Syrian princes. Thutmose was of the 19th dynasty of the New Kingdom, the royal line responsible for expelling the Hyksos in 1570 BCE. His father, Thutmose II, sired young Thutmose with a lesser wife named Iset, who bore him in 1481 BCE. When Thutmose II died, Thutmose was far too young to rule. Therefore, his father's royal wife, Hatshepsut, was installed as regent to Egypt. Hatshepsut was far too ambitious to rule as a steward to her stepson's throne. So shortly after being installed as regent, she crowned herself Pharaoh of Egypt, usurping Thutmose's throne. When Thutmose finally came of age and understanding the injustice of his stepmother's actions, the rightful ruler immersed himself into military strategy and structure, grooming himself into the mightiest ruler Egypt has ever had. While Hatshepsut was squandering her power in building monuments to herself and propaganda extolling her reign, Thutmose was building experience as a military commander. Hatshepsut began massive building projects, dedicating monuments and temples to herself in an effort to justify her claim to the throne. Her greatest achievement was an expedition to the far southern country of Punt, where she procured myrrh trees for her mortuary temple. Thutmose, on the other hand, was preparing himself for his future rule by defending the ever-shrinking borders of the once great empire, doing what he could to protect Egypt from invading enemies. Let us soldier on, and I will reveal to you his campaigns to restore Egypt to its former glory. When Hatshepsut finally died, when Thutmose was 21 years old, he seized this opportunity to emerge from his stepmother's shadow and make his mark as Egypt's greatest conqueror. Being now considered the Napoleon of Egypt, you will soon see he has rightfully earned that reputation. Thutmose raised armies and assembled 20,000 troops at his fortress of Charu. His goal, to expand the borders of his empire to what his grandfather had established. To accomplish this, he would set out to conquer the city of Megiddo, or Armageddon, which would unlock the rest of the east. Their enemy, the Syrians, was led by the prince of the city of Kadesh, who was present in the city of Megiddo. He had also amassed an equal force before the gates of the great city. Thutmose set out with his armies from his fortress and camped at Yechem at the foot of the Carmel Mountains. Thutmose readied his army to traverse the final leg of their journey to Megiddo and wage war against the prince of Kadesh. The pharaoh sent scouts to inform him of the enemy's movements. He then called together his council of war to advise him on what path to take. They suggested either the easier northern or southern routes, but Thutmose, knowing the king would be prepared against this course of action, chose the direct path through the city, and marched single file through the mountains. Charging through and catching the enemy off guard, they burned their camp and forced them into the walls of the city, which Thutmose laid siege to Megiddo until the prince managed to escape and the city surrendered to the great pharaoh. After his success at Megiddo, Thutmose launched campaigns in Syria and Canaan to collect tribute for the peoples there. With funds adequate to replenish his armies, the pharaoh then campaigned against the Phoenicians in Syria as well as Kadesh. In his 35th year of rule, the Mitanni king raised armies and clashed with Thutmose in Aleppo. While the pharaoh made great claims of victory, the little spoils of war and just 10 prisoners says otherwise. Thutmose continued the campaign in Syria until his 50th regnal year and, unable to take Kadesh, went south to wage war in Nubia. Invading as far as the Fourth Cataract, Thutmose campaigned further into Nubia than any other pharaoh before him. During his reign, Thutmose commissioned great monuments and reliefs to extol his victories in battle. The Temple of Amun at Karnak was his greatest project, with reliefs depicting Thutmose grasping the heads of Asiatics while bearing his mace upon them. Thutmose also erected great obelisks carved with the stories of his victories. Entire halls were decorated to tell his glories in battle. Thutmose also made steps to secure his newly acquired territory and obedience of his subjects. The pharaoh made yearly marches through the cities of his empire to show his military might. He took noble children as hostages and raised them in his court, returning them as adults to rule their lands as loyal to the pharaoh. During the last 3 years of his reign, he appointed his son, Amenhotep II, as co-regent so his legacy might be secured. In the final years of his reign, Thutmose took steps to make sure it was his progeny that succeeded the throne, and not those of his stepmother Hatshepsut. Hatshepsut had taken steps to have her own daughter ascend the throne instead of Thutmose. To protect his son's succession, Thutmose began destroying images of her daughter and inscriptions that claimed any right she had to the crown. He also then married Hatshepsut's daughter as well. Thutmose then began destroying images and inscriptions of Hatshepsut, in case any other of her relatives had ambitions to take what was rightfully his. Thutmose died in 1425 BCE, which was year 54, 3rd Petit, day 30 of his reign, after ruling Egypt for 53 years, 10 months, and 26 days. He was entombed in the Valley of the Kings, KV 34, which was discovered by Victor Loret in 1898. His tomb has the particular honor of being the first tomb having the entire book of the Amduat painted on the vestibule wall. Thutmose's mummy was discovered in the Deir el-Bukhari cache above the mortuary temple of Hatshepsut in 1881. He was placed along 18th dynasty pharaohs Amos I, Amenhotep I, Thutmose I, Thutmose II, Ramesses I, Seti I, Ramesses II, and Ramesses IX, as well as the 21st dynasty pharaohs Pinhajem I, Pinhajem II, and Siamun. This was most likely done during the reign of Ramesses XI, when, after the workers had not been paid for some time, looted the royal tombs at the Valley of the Kings. The royal priests then removed the bodies of the kings and reinterred them in Deir el-Bukhari for their protection. Thutmose now lies in the Royal Mummies Hall of the Cairo Museum, catalog number 61068. Great Pharaohs of Ancient Egypt is a production of Kemet Radio. Visit on the web at kemetradio.net. Contact us at kemetradio@jeba.org. That's djeba.org. Kemet Radio is brought to you by Petajeba, Temple to Horus of Bekhnet, a non-profit organization for the reconstruction of ancient Egyptian culture. Visit Petajeba online at jeba.org. djeba.org.